You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to talk trash, but only when he's at the dump, Pete Chwaba.
Hey, welcome back. What a fun night. Boy, I'm telling you, folks, as Tuesdays go, this is about as Tuesday as it can get. We got Giving Tuesday, which we're celebrating here. I'm going to give you some details in just a moment on that. It's Travel Tuesday. I've got a guest I'm about to introduce who has traveled a lot and was also part of The Godfather of Green Bay in the cast, and he made this great behind-the-scenes video. We're going to bring Mike on in just a minute. Everything is tying together, Conrad. Have you noticed that?
It is.
It's a very well-conceived, composed show, and that's what I pride myself on. A lot of it's an accident, but I'll take credit for it.
Good work.
Yeah, thank you. That is Conrad Krieger. He's back, folks, from 7 days in Florida?
7 days, yeah.
Wow.
Well, eight, I guess, but eight was the travel, you know.
Yeah. The plane was probably warm like Florida, but then when you got off in Wisconsin, that's when the rubber hit the road.
I was like, all right.
Yeah. I'm really doing this.
Get ready.
We've got a really fun show tonight, folks. If you're just joining us here in Act Two, Jim Knipfel was here, an author who is premiering a movie. His book was turned into a movie. They're showing it at the Tarleton Theater just down the street here in downtown Green Bay this weekend. It sounds like a really fun event. Mike Siegel's about to join me. Bill Leff is here. He is the host of Tune In With Me, a nationally syndicated morning show on MeTV, a great TV show that Bill hosts, and he's a very funny comedian, too. Bill was our first guest here at Nightlight 2 years ago. That's right. We are doing a soft celebration of Nightlight's second anniversary tonight and tomorrow night. And Bill will be here. He was our first guest. He was our guest last year on the first anniversary, and now he has agreed to come back and be on the show again, which will be fun to talk to Bill. And he and Conrad have a running feud. We'll get that all worked out, hopefully. And then author Brett Kissinger will be here at 7:20 in hour number three. So lots to talk about. Conrad and I will probably get into a little Bears-Packers discussion at some point. Lots going on all week, though. We've got Lauren Holly on the show tomorrow night. And the Mad Moms of Comedy, we've just worked them into the schedule, too.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be fun. We've got some, I always like to have some comedy on the show. Conrad, you know that.
Well, yeah.
We have a celebrity chef, Chad Visker, will be on the show tomorrow night as well. But right now, I've got to tell you all about Giving Tuesday. This is really cool, folks. This is a national movement, national event. And please go to your local station's website here at Civic Media /give and click on the Giving Tuesday banner to help local nonprofits in your area. This is such a great thing to do, and talk about a way to ring in the holidays. These are just great organizations, and it's a great movement here to help people that are really in need. And your contributions are much appreciated, and we thank you for your kindness. But you know, we are on statewide here. So if you're listening in Madison, is WMDX, Wausau is WXCO, Waukesha or Milwaukee 540 AM 100.3 FM, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, WRCE in Richland Center, WISS Oshkosh, WGBW Green Bay, WBZH Hayward, WLCX La Crosse, and The Tap in Eau Claire. Go to those local stations' website, wherever you listen to your Civic Media radio shows, and slash give and click on the Giving Tuesday banner. Help your local nonprofits in your area. Such a great thing. We will be you know, kind of reminding you all week if you want to do it. I know I always sometimes forget, so it's good to have those reminders, but just give what you can. And that's a great way to ring in the holidays. It's a text to win, multi-state Civic Media text to win contest. We love our text to win contest. We'll have more information on that in hour three. But right now, I think we need to keep the show moving along, Conrad. I have to remind people that the question of the night is in honor of Travel Tuesday. What is the crappiest state or city you've been to? We're going to use some negative energy here to talk about places that need to be talked about. Your crappiest state or city. I said state was North Dakota, city was Winnipeg. Conrad said Green Bay, which I did not think was a nice answer.
Whoa. I said Illinois.
You said Athens, Greece at
first. I did. Well, no, that is the city.
Yeah.
And the Illinois state.
Is the state.
Yeah. Is this
I don't like the Bears, so I'm going to pick Illinois. I expected a little more maturity out of you.
You know, out of the states I've been to, it's the most like Wisconsin, so.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same. So to me, I want to travel outside of the norm.
Okay.
You know.
And our pal Frank Anderson last week said Chicago should be part of Wisconsin. He said, they're more like us. It should be Chicago, Wisconsin. And as a guy who spent time in both places, I would welcome that. All right. Speaking of Chicago, Wisconsin, the godfather of Green Bay, and traveling, this rolls up nicely into a description of my next guest. He is the host of the Travel Tales podcast. He was in the film, The Godfather of Green Bay. You've seen him on such shows as If Walls Could Talk, What You Get for the Money, TBS's Movie Break. I could go on and on. Mike Siegel joins us now over the stream. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good. Hi, Pete. How you doing?
Doing very well. It's great. I'm really glad you could make this work because we have this great screening sponsored by Civic Media and Downdrin's Distilling in Madison at the Atwood Music Hall, a brand new, beautiful facility on Thursday night to celebrate the 20th anniversary of The Godfather of Green Bay. And I thought, you know, I've had Thomas Lennon on, Lance Barber, Lauren Holly's coming on tomorrow night, Brian Edding is coming on tomorrow night, the producer. But you just as a pal went a little further and made this great behind the scenes video that people can see if they're interested. You have Tony Goldwyn, Lauren, Tom and Lance and Eric Price and Steve Segrin and Mike Toomey and all these people talking about the experience. It was such a great, my family has gotten a lot of mileage out of that. So I thank you for making it, but check it out folks on YouTube. Just Google YouTube, Godfather of Green Bay behind the scenes. Thanks a lot, Mike. Have a great night. It was good to see you.
Can you see me at all? Because I can't even see myself on the camera here.
Oh no, yeah, we can see you. We got your handsome mug is front and center. Absolutely.
Okay. So. No, Pete, it was really fun to make. But you know, like anybody who's ever been on a TV set or a film set or any kind of thing, there's a lot of downtime, a lot of trailer time, a lot of
right.
So I knew I was going to have some downtime. My part was essential. Let's be honest, but a little small.
Oh, it was totally essential.
Yeah, I was in a handful of scenes, but I knew I was going to be sitting around a lot. I think I was in Marinette for almost a week, maybe about 5 days or so.
Yeah.
And I said, you want to let me try to document this thing? It was fun. I never really had been on location for multiple days shooting something. I shot stuff in L.A., but never, you know, on location. So it was very Hollywood thing. So I was like, let me document this thing. And, you know, I had known you for a long time. We had been friends for a long time. And I wanted to document this thing. You got a movie off the ground. And I thought that was great.
Well, for a guy who's been in some pretty, I mean, you were in Traffic with Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
And you had this great scene, but I guess that was that a day role or just a couple days?
It was.
Okay.
Well, that was the thing. I booked it. I was like, wow, this is a big Hollywood movie. You know, I'm like, I can't wait to go on. I heard they were shooting on location in South America and in, you know, all around the country. And I was like, where am I going to go? And I finally got the assignment. And it was a half day at the Paramount lot.
Wow.
And they shot it because our scene took place in an airplane. So yeah. It could have been shot anywhere. And it was shot anywhere. It was in the studio in a mock airplane interior. And so I was like, well, at least I'll get some nice food out of this. Maybe a nice craft service table. And so I was like the 53rd day of 55 days of shooting. It was They were over it. You know, the whole crew was exhausted. They had been around the world without me. And I thought, OK, so I was done with my it took all morning to shoot. And then I was like, OK, so where's lunch? And they said, well, we have to go to Pasadena to shoot the rest of the day on location. But there's the commissary over there if you want to go. I was like,
really?
Oh, so I guess I'll just go sit in the cafeteria then. And and that was
where
my day,
anybody
Pete,
can go.
So. Yeah.
That's not cool.
Right. But yeah, it was. But I had a blast doing Godfather of Green Bay, as
so
we all
fun.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And you really captured in this video, you really captured, like I was telling Lance when he was here last week, he has a great line where he says, I think Beach Wabba has a bright future. not directing, of course, but, you know, just that funny Lance, and you had Eric Price and Segrin, and it was just so many funny people on the set, and you managed to get all of it. Like, they were just as funny offstage as they were on. It was great.
Well, it was funny at the time. I thought maybe this could be a DVD extra when DVDs were a thing.
Right.
You know? And it was like, but now with YouTube, it lives on, because I've only sent, like, originally I made, just made some copies and sent them to you guys and like you and a few other people. And there was no place to show them. And then now we have YouTube. So I was like, well, here's the link if anybody wants to. Anybody wants
that's
to
so
see
funny.
It.
I think you gave me a disc, or maybe even
I may have
been a VHS. But yeah, when you gave it to me.
I think it was on a disc, I think.
Yeah. And I had it, and I kept it like as a keepsake, and now I love that it's just out there. Like, so I, as I said before, you could just go to YouTube, Google Godfather of Green Bay behind the scenes, and hear, and you know, you can hear Tom Lennon and Lance Barber and Tony Goldwyn and Lauren Holly all talking about their experience, cataloged by Mike. A very cool thing you did. Who did you enjoy talking to the most, Mike?
You know, I didn't know, you know, Tony Goldwyn was the one person I knew. Lauren were like the two big, you know, the stars of the film. So I didn't know if they would talk to me, and Tony was just super, open, you know. It was like hanging out in his trailer. He was like, you know, a child of Hollywood. So
yeah,
you know,
he
might as well have been on Mars, you know, being in Marinette. He didn't know what the hell he ended up, but he was just totally cool. And he seemed like having a really nice, you know, a fun time, and he was really nice to hang out with. So that was a great surprise. And of course, meeting Lauren, who was, I was very excited to meet. That was all, that was very cool. And of course, Pete Schwabba.
Oh yeah. Of
course.
But
I had, you know, I didn't know Tom Lennon then. I didn't know, Eric and Lance and those guys, and they were all fun. You know, it was really great to be with.
So much fun. And if you look closely, folks, if you do go to the screening in Madison Thursday night, Mike plays one of Tony Goldwyn's henchmen, who is, his character's name is Driver, because he drives him around. That's how creative. But he, there's a great
good
scene.
Good call, Pete.
There's a great,
because like now my credits, because it says Driver, people think I was an actual like crewman on the.
Oh, you've done Transpo. That's great.
Yeah. You could have given me a name, Pete. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know if we ever heard your name during the film, though. But I will say there's a great, I think he says, play my tune. And you walk over to the DJ. And of course, you request the Macarena, because that's what Big Jake wants. And Mike's in the background dancing the Macarena. And it's so funny. Like, you just crushed. And there's a scene with you and Tony at the urinal, and you lean over and sneak a peek. And then say his girlfriend's a lucky girl. It was just beautiful. You really took the role and made it even funnier, you know, than
well,
I thought
it was.
Fun.
And yeah, and I got to wear a mullet, which I'd never had growing up, even though I grew up in the 80s. I was never a mullet guy, but there I had a nice mullet and then a stash.
Was
never a mustache guy, because a lot of people don't even know it's me if they know me. And like, you were in the movie? I go, yeah, I was the guy. Mullet, mustache, like, holy crap, that was you.
I tried to
disappear into a character, Pete.
I tried not to let anybody know you were in the film. I gave you a very generic name, and I disguised you so no one would know or even believe you were in the film. All right, Mike Siegel is here. He is the documentarian, if you will, of the Godfather of Green Bay behind the scenes video that is available on YouTube. We're going to talk to Mike for a couple more minutes and find out what his time was like with Tony Goldwyn and where in the world he is right now, because he is an avid traveler, which is apropos, as it is Travel Tuesday, and we're going to read some of your texts. Conrad and I are going to get into it over the Bears and Packers, and Bill Leff is coming up at 6:35. We're going to do a very short break. We'll be back with Mike in just a few minutes. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Pete Schwabba, this is Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this frigid. Have you been outside, Conrad?
Yeah. Don't remind me.
I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I live in Wisconsin, and I still go out, and when it's cold, I get mad. Like, what was I expecting? Bill Leff will be here in a few minutes, folks. He is the host of Tune In With Me on MeTV, a nationally syndicated morning show. He's helping us do kind of a soft celebration of our two-year anniversary here at Nightlight. Right now, my pal Mike Siegel is here. Where are you, Mike?
Well, first of all, Pete, I can't believe after starting comedy 35 years ago in Chicago, I'm still opening for Bill Leff. I can't believe this. Famously, Bill Leff, the meanest guy in show business, right, Pete? I think we can both agree.
How about that? I know. Bill's a very nice guy, comes across as very friendly, but, you know, you get him in the right mood, he'll go off on someone behind, you know, in private.
Still have not heard it. Still have not heard it. What a sweet man.
One of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, absolutely. I don't know, you know, if you were listening earlier, Mike, probably not, but he said Conrad threatened to kill him. Off the air. So on night number one, and Conrad didn't really even know me that well. I don't know. Were you really freaked out, Con, or were you kind of like, obviously you knew he was kidding?
I just didn't expect it. You know, I was like, oh, all right.
Well, Pete, I am talking to you from my hotel room in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Right? Oh, wow. Wasn't that one of the Love Boat stops?
Oh, absolutely. And still is. I'm actually boarding a princess ship tomorrow, so...
So yep, Gopher might have stayed in that hotel room for all we
Gopher
know.
Gopher did.
Or Bernie Kopel might have had like a threesome you know Doc in there. Did. Yeah,
exactly. Absolutely. You know Doc did.
and Isaac Ted Washing or Ted Lang yes. did the...
Hey.
What a great cast. That's fun. Well, that's cool, Mike. I wish you safe travels. Where are you off to next? You do this great podcast called Travel Tales. Where are you off to or where haven't you been that you want to go?
Well, my next trip is I'm going to be heading back up to LA on this ship this week, performing comedy. And then I'm leaving in a couple weeks to Jamaica, which I'm hoping it's still standing. You know what I mean? I'm flying into Montego Bay, and I know they got a lot of damage. So I'm hopefully, hopefully things will still be functioning, but, and then I'm going to hang with Florida for a little bit with my family and then home back in LA for Christmas. And then the new year, I got tons of weeks booked, mostly in the Caribbean and Mexico and in the winter. And then the summer, I actually got a month in Europe, which I'm really looking forward
to. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, all of August, I'll be in Europe, and that'll be great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But where I haven't been, I still got a bucket list. I got Egypt, obviously, is really high on there. I still haven't been there, and Morocco and Chile and a couple other places.
Mike, I think it's pronounced Chile. I didn't want to embarrass you on the
ooh,
air.
Ooh, Chile.
Do you have any?
Congratulations, Pete. I should say congratulations on 2 years and 20 years with this movie. I can't believe it's been 20.
I couldn't believe it either. When someone at Civic Media suggested it, I'm like, oh, my God. It hasn't been that long, has it?
I wanted to ask you.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but I don't mean to interview you, but it's what I do too. But I mean, when it came out and now, is the reaction amongst Wisconsin people to the movie different than when it came out than it is now? Or is it about the same?
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like half the people loved it and the other half, like mostly it was people in small towns. It actually, even though we shot it in Marinette, a couple of people were like, he made fun of our town. I'm like, no, that's not Marinette. I'm like, how do you even explain to someone like that? And, you know, it was fun. We had fun with small town bar characters. But, I think the response has been pretty good. And we have good user ratings and all that. So I'm happy with it. I think it's politically incorrect for the time. But that's to be expected. I mean, you know.
Most things are.
Yeah, exactly. So before I let you go, Mike, though, I have to ask you, do you have a favorite Tony Goldwyn memory? Or was there something a stolen moment between the two of you or something?
There was no stolen moment, but I don't think he knew in the bathroom scene when we were peeing together that I was going to, you know, check out his junk or try to pick a fight with the paper towel dispenser.
Oh, that was
I
so
like
great.
To improv on the set. Yeah. You know, so those are my two gifts to the movie.
Well, you're both professionals.
Checking out his junk and my dancing.
Right. It's two things you had done tons of research on. I was always wondering why you like leered over at other men at the urinal, but it was very well
done.
But
you really nailed it as us as comics and all those times we played in those Wisconsin bars. And if the MC really wanted to screw you, they would say you were from Chicago.
Right,
you know,
and that's...
Boo! Bears suck!
I feel
that's
like,
all we ever heard.
Exactly. I feel like it could have been in any small town through the Midwest, but, you know, as an independent filmmaker, you go where you have opportunity and people that might help you, and they did. Like, everybody in Marinette was fantastic. So, buddy, I can't thank you enough. Thank you again for making the video. Thanks for jumping on tonight. And whatever Love Boat character was in that hotel room, just think about that, whatever you're doing later, whatever your nocturnal habits are.
I will. I'll be thinking of them and you the whole time.
Oh, now I'm blushing. Okay, buddy. Nah, thanks, Mike.
Have a great screening, Pete.
Thank you, Mike. Safe travels, pal. Show. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care.
That's Mike Siegel, ladies and gentlemen. Check out the Travel Tales podcast. He does such a good job. And I lived with Mike Conrad for a couple months.
Okay.
When we moved back here, I still had business out there. And he has a map in his office and thumbtacks of all the places he's been. And I would have like three. It's embarrassing. No, the guy's been everywhere. And he says we've known each other for 35 years, and that's true, but we've been friends for 15 of those years.
I thought you were going to say 6 months.
No. all right, your text. Thank you, folks. We will get to these texts. Al in the 262 says, for state, it's Michigan. The Seney stretch is awful. What does that mean? It must be a highway.
I don't
know what that is.
Some type of traffic.
Al also says, Pittsburgh, worst traffic anywhere. Pittsburgh does have bad traffic, Al. And you wouldn't think that, but they have all these tunnels. It gets kind of crazy. All right, folks, when we come back, Bill Leff will be here, the host of Tune In With Me on the MeTV comedy network. Bill brings the comedy, but it's just the network. We'll talk to Bill, and he's our first guest ever, and he's coming up after the news. It's Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Nightlight. I am Peach Wabba. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, Con, I just noticed that ad is for retinitis pigmentosa, and that's the condition Jim had.
Yeah.
Have we been running that for a while?
I think so.
See, here's the interesting thing. I was blind before Jim showed up here and opened my eyes to that ad.
Wow.
You're trying not to laugh. Or whatever. hey, folks, it is our second year anniversary. Here we've been on the air for 2 years, and our first guest was a guy named Bill Leff. Bill is a friend of mine from our stand-up comedy days. He was also a very talented and successful radio artist, and now he is the host of the nationally syndicated MeTV show, Tune In With Me, and he does a great job. If you haven't checked out the show, definitely do that. But he is here tonight to help us celebrate our soft celebration, if you will, of Nightlight with Peach Wabba, since he was our first guest. Bill, how are you?
Well, first of all, thank you, Pete. Second of all, it's not a soft anniversary. It to achieve 2 years in this business, that means something, Pete, and you did it. Congratulations.
Well, you got us off to a great start, Bill, and I know you're being a little sarcastic, and that's okay. You were on the radio for like... You're 84 years old, and people would never guess that.
I'm 85 years old. I just had a birthday. I'm 85. And do we have to have a Tony Goldwyn story tonight? Is that a must?
It's like passing a dish when you
got one, but I don't know. Should I share it?
Absolutely.
All right, Tony Goldwyn. My wife and I had been house hunting for years. We finally found this house, the house we live in, but it was a little out of our means. And Tony Goldwyn, who I had never met before, bought my wife and I our house. He paid for the house.
He is a swell guy, isn't he?
What a nice man he is. He's a great actor, but an even nicer human being. We could all learn a lesson or two from Tony Goldwyn.
I cast him in a movie, Bill, and he just gave me a sawbuck one day when we were in the lunch line.
Out of nowhere?
Out of nowhere. He's just that kind of guy. I mean, he didn't buy our house for us, but...
Tell you something? If somebody said to me, guess who gave me a sawbuck, my first guess would be Tony Goldwyn. I'd go, was it Tony Goldwyn? It was Tony Goldwyn. He's the most generous human being. Like, don't get me wrong. His acting credits are amazing. But to be that generous, I can't even imagine. Can you?
I know the guy from Ghost who was basically laundering money to be that generous off camera. I don't know if that's ever been achieved before. It's
never been done
shocking.
Before. That's the first.
Hey, Bill.
It
says on you're joining us over the stream. And thank you for that, by the way. But it says Rodney Allen Rippey. Now, I don't know if you just mistyped or what happened there, but I just want to call your attention to that.
The keys, if you look at your keyboard, do you have a QWERTY keyboard right now in front of you?
Yes, I do.
All right, look where the keys are for Rodney Allen Rippey and look where they are for Bill Left. They're almost right next to each other. sometimes they'll flip a little bit. Do you know who Rodney Allen Rippey is?
They are not at all close to the other keys, but I had to Google him, but I did. Yeah, so I kept, but you know, I would love to hear your motivation for using the name.
He was very popular in 1966 or 67. He was a child actor and he did a bunch of Jack in the Box commercials. And America fell in love with him. And I hear that Tony Goldwyn bought him a unicycle at some point. That's a story that I've heard.
Or a Jack in the Box taco.
Yep.
Wouldn't you
How
love it?
How are you, Pete? Forget about enough about me. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I've been on the air for 2 years, and I have a 20th anniversary movie. America has not fallen in love with me, though. I'll be honest with you, Bill. I'm nowhere near Rodney Allen Rippey warmth.
Well, not yet.
Yeah,
that's
but
not, that doesn't happen overnight, Pete. You got to give that some time.
Well, you're 85. I'm not far behind you, so I'm doing well, Bill. It's great to have you here too. And
thank you.
You know, I want to say that what I thought was so funny in your first appearance on this show 2 years ago, you appeared as the first guest, and you said off. You told me on air that off the air, Conrad threatened to kill you.
He said if I didn't do a good job on your first show, he would kill me, and then he started calling the house in the middle of the night and threatening my family.
He's just looking out for me. I hope you know that.
No, I know that. I get it.
He's the kind of guy that has your back and is willing to go to the wall regardless, even if you're a nationally syndicated TV host.
Yeah.
So
well, he's the guy you want on your side. You don't want to fight against him.
Exactly. He can bet. What can you bench now, Count? 280?
Seriously? That's probably pretty good.
Yeah, he's a strong guy.
Yeah, one-handed or two-handed?
The fact that you had to ask that means you don't lift weights. But what I thought was funny is the fact that Conrad hasn't killed you yet or even showed up at your doorstep or threatened your family. What do you make of that? Do you think it was an idle threat think he's playing the long game?
He's been to the house. He's not hurt anybody in my immediate family. He hurt one of my cousins a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
But I'm always afraid because you see a silhouette of a guy in your window and you're like, that guy's probably going to kill me. And then he's got a little flashlight that says it's Conrad. And I'm like, well, Conrad's not going to kill me because everyone suspects Conrad to kill me.
That wouldn't be a very smart move as a killer.
No. You've heard him threaten me on many occasions. So for him to do me in would be a ridiculous move, I think.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Pete, you know what you said last time that really made me sad?
Oh, no. What?
You said that you and I have known each other for over 30 years, and it's been 36 or 37 years.
Yeah.
At this point. And you said, we've never had in all those years together an honest conversation. And I said to myself, I want to have it at some point. I want to just sit down and have an honest conversation. We don't have to do it now, but at some point we should just sit down and be very honest with each other.
And I hope it's not one of those things where we say we're going to do it, Bill, because it's just like chit chat.
No, we have to commit.
We have to sit down. And I would love to do that with you. I think we've got a lot to say.
Pick a time and place and I'm there. You know that.
Well, we could do it over your ping pong table, or you had that great place where you had to cook your own food, which I didn't understand. You took us to one time where we all had to make our own food, and I don't understand that concept, but it took off in Evanston, Illinois.
Yeah.
So
it's popular now.
It's popular to make your own food and pay someone else to do it. Yeah, it's a good
thing. When you look at it that way, Pete, it seems ridiculous, but at the time I thought, why would I let somebody else cook my food when I'm perfectly able to cook it myself? But then you pointed out it's more expensive that way.
Right.
Doesn't make sense fiscally.
I was adding it up as we went through and I, you know, didn't know if my meat was cooked or not.
Yeah.
Bill Leff is my guest. He is the host of the nationally syndicated Meat TV show, Tune In With Me.
And I'm also on Stranger Things.
Oh,
do you watch Stranger Things? I'm on that now.
Just started again. You're in that show?
Yeah, I'm in that.
Are you the Demigorgon?
Yeah. There's this scene in the third episode where the Demigorgon goes to a restaurant and he cooks his own food. That's me.
He's a terrible cook.
You know, he's awful. Like,
but it wrote his character in that way.
They weren't thinking it through, I don't think.
So, Bill, tell me what's going on with what a great show you have. Tune In With Me. It's on every morning, and you got to be in heaven. These are shows you watched as a kid.
These are all the classic Warner Brothers cartoons from the 40s, the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s, all the old Popeye cartoons and Betty Boop cartoons and Bugs Bunny. And it's so much fun to do. And then I've also been added this. I was kidding, you know, about Stranger Things, but I'm on Svengoolie's show too now. Did you know that?
I think you did mention that last time you were here. Yeah. And I wanted to follow up with that, about that with you. So
I play a character named Nostalgia Ferratu. Who's like, he's like Nosferatu, but he loves old trivia stuff.
That's great. That sounds like a character that could be on Stranger Things. It's amazing.
That could be. He could be on Stranger Things. Yeah.
So you're a busy guy. That's two shows on the same network. That's
in
exciting.
The same planet.
Yeah.
But never too busy to be on your show, Pete. You know that.
I appreciate it. Listen, I appreciate that very much. And I know you're joking, but you are a busy
guy.
I'm not and
joking.
I truly appreciate your time. Do you ever do stand up anymore?
No, it's been forever. Yeah. Do they still have stand-up? They still have it, right?
I think so. If you, yeah, I think so.
Because that's what Nate Bargatze does.
No, he's more into the amusement park game now. He wants his own amusement park.
He wants his own amusement park. I saw that.
I think that's too much. Am I crazy?
Pete, I went to see him at the United Center about 2 months ago.
Oh, wow.
And the concept of a stand-up comedian working a sports arena was so foreign to me. It took me like the whole show to realize that it was real, because right. We were used to doing rooms that were 200 seats and we were thrilled with it. And he's in the United Center and he beat the Toronto Maple Leafs the night I was there.
When he came skating out on that ice,
it was amazing. Just him against the Toronto Maple Leafs. That didn't seem fair.
He's a very funny guy, Bill, but what is with the amusement park? Nateland? That sounds like
a
Simpsons parody.
That.
Yeah.
Good for him, though, because he could probably get it done at this point, don't you think?
I would think so, if he's selling out the United Center. You just reminded me of something I thought was very funny. I'm going to tell people, this is part of our honest conversation, maybe. This is the kind of guy Bill F. is. I won't say names or where this happened, but speaking of, we've been talking about The Godfather of Green Bay all week because of this screening coming up. But
sure,
we screened it in Chicago about 20 years ago. You and our pal Mike Toomey showed up.
Yeah.
And there was a guy that went on stage and you said, you leaned over to Mike and you said, "I hate that guy." And, you know, Mike Siegel was just here talking about what a nice guy you are. I've never heard you say a bad word about anybody. And you didn't even know the guy, but you said that to Mike. I knew the guy and you were right. He was kind of a creep. And I'm like, that is so Stranger Things weird-esque. I couldn't believe it. And I've kind of held you in high esteem ever since.
Can I tell you the last time that happened, besides the issue that you just brought up?
Yeah.
You're familiar, you're in Wisconsin, so you have to know about Kopp's Frozen Custard, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's my favorite place in the world. It's got the best ice cream, the best hamburgers. It's just perfect. So I was in there one time with my daughter, and this guy came in, and he was waiting in line, and he was karate kicking another guy in line. And I said to my daughter, "I hate that guy so badly, and I hope something horrible happens to him." My daughter goes, "Dad, you can't say stuff like that." And I go, "No, it took me 30 seconds to realize how badly I want this guy to get hurt in some weird way." And she goes, "Dad, that's awful." But it was true. I did. And then other people in the restaurant were being really, you know, icked out by this guy. And they're moving away from him because he was trying all these Taekwondo moves. And I just went, "A guy like that shouldn't be out in public. He should be locked up in a basement somewhere." So it does happen every once in a while. For the most part, I'm very easygoing. You know that.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, there's a guy karate kicking in Cops. You can't have that.
You have that quality. And I've said this about just a handful of people. I don't know Woody Harrelson, but everybody seems to want Woody Harrelson in their movie. He's just a likable guy. Tom Lennon was on the show last week. He's in everything. Like, there are just people that want nice people around and funny people. And I put you in that category, Bill. You always seem to have a radio show or a TV show, and it's because of the reputation you've built.
Well, it's mostly being in the right place at the right time, but I will accept your answer as a close second.
I want to remind you, while we're sort of on the subject of Wisconsin and you just mentioned Cops, a prank you did, and I may have brought this up the last time you were here, but I'm going to say it again anyway, because I've got seven new listeners since the last time you were here.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, you're welcome. Steve, Paul, Sue, Nancy, and Phyllis.
You know them by name.
I do, yeah.
That's tremendous.
You played a joke on a Wisconsin comedian called Fred Klett, who was a guy I worked with a lot. He used to bring me on the road with him, and not to work, just to hang out, but it was kind of weird. But Fred was a great guy, and he said he was on stage, and I'm going to set this up, and we'll do a short break, and I'll come back and give you the exciting finish.
Sure.
But Fred was on stage at Zany's in Mount Prospect, and you and our friend Paul Gilmartin played jokes on him. Mm-hmm. And they are gorgeous. So I'm going to tell everybody what those jokes were when we come back. Bill Leff is here. If you haven't checked out, tune in with me on the Meef TV network. You have to see it, folks. It's the cartoons from when we were kids. It's just a great way to start your day. And Bill is a great way to, it's just great to have Bill. Conrad, have you warmed up to Bill?
You know, he's done a great job, so I don't think I will.
He's not in danger.
I don't think I'll murder him.
Okay, perfect. We are coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hello, this is David Zucker, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Man, we've got some good text to get to. People do not like Indiana. So we'll read those coming up shortly. But it is one of those states it seems like you have to get through. But let us know what your least favorite state or city is, folks. It's Travel Tuesday, and that is our question of the night. Right now, I'm joined by my pal, Bill Leff. I'll just use the same joke I used with Mike. Bill and I have known each other for 35 years, been friends for about 9 years. So, Bill, it's great to have you. Do we have Bill?
I see
Rodney Allen Rippey on there, but I don't see Bill. Maybe he thought we were...
Oh, there he is.
Hey, Rodney. Bill, are you there? I think he's doing a bit because I can hear sound. Can you hear us, Bill? Oh, he's waving. Can you hear me, Bill? Well, let's see. Maybe he's got us muted. He didn't like what we had to say. Bill is the host of the Me TV show Tune In With Me, a nationally syndicated morning show. He is the host and does a great job. I highly recommend checking out the show. It's all the cartoons we grew up with. He is the cartoon curator. And he told us in the last segment that he also has a part on the show, Svengoolie, I think it was called. So we'll see if we have Bill back here. Are you there, Bill?
Oh, we can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. Hey, buddy.
Hey, sorry about that. It cut out. I don't know why.
That's okay. So, all right, before the break, Bill, I was talking about you and Paul Gilmartin playing a joke on the very funny Milwaukee comedian Fred Klett, who was working Zany's Mount Prospect. And I think what happened, if I recall this, and correct me if I'm wrong, Paul told Fred that you didn't like him because you thought he was saying bad things about you or something. It was completely fabricated. And Fred was really taken aback because Fred, like you, he is the Milwaukee Bill Leff. He's a very nice guy. And Paul's the wild card in there because Paul will say anything, but, he told you that you were going to put sugar in his gas tank to get back at him and you waited, Zany's Mount Prospect was set up. So the stage, you could see the door to the parking lot from the stage and you waited till Fred was looking at you and you looked at him and went outside and he thought you were going to put sugar in his gas tank. It's so great.
You know, the beauty of this is we're all grown-ups, right? We should all know better than to do stupid stuff like this. But it was more fun to do it than not do it, so we did it.
Absolutely. And I can't remember who. I think I was talking to Mike Schmidt or Pardo or somebody recently. And the fact, when you're on the road as a comedian and you go to a mall in the middle of the day with two other grown men, that just looks like trouble. It looks like guys on the lam. Or no one would guess you're comedians, but Steve Iatt and Jimmy Pardo and I played tag at the train station in St. Louis that had become a mall. We were running, and a grown man running is always a weird thing. Like, there's got to be a story behind that, you know? But you're right. Yeah. It was just fun times.
One time, Mike Toomey and I were doing exactly as you just said. We were on the road, and we decided that our mall visit would be enhanced by the fact that I had a small picture of one of my wife's sisters from when she was in grade school. So we went into each shop and we said that we were junior G-men and we were trying to track down this girl who was missing. She was at the Spencer's Gift and then no one saw her after that. And everybody was so helpful, you know. We never found her, sadly, but everybody was very helpful.
The only thing that would have made that story better is if you went into every store and said, "Hello, Crime Stopper, we could use your help."
Next time. We'll get
so
that done.
Great. I love that.
Yeah. It makes the week a lot more interesting, doesn't it?
Well, you got so much time to kill. You know what I mean? Like, I totally agree with you. You also, I can't remember the comedian you're working with, and I just invited you on the show to tell Bill Leff stories, which are always fun. But you said to the guy, you were the middle act, and the guy was a guy you didn't really know who was in town headlining, and he was kind of a hack, I think. You knew he was a hack, and you got off stage, and he didn't watch your set, and as you were heading out to the lobby, you said, "God, I don't know what the deal is. Mentioned cedar. They go nuts for cedar." And this guy tried to work it into his head. It was just getting stared at. He's like, "Well, I know the cedar around here. You guys know all about that." And like, nothing, you know, like, beautiful.
See, now, when you look at it, when you analyze it, why would a person do something so horrid as that? But why wouldn't you? The opportunity's there, right? You got to grab it.
And that's how I think, like, you're such a nice guy, but you get your darker side out that way. You like to see a headliner dig a hole for himself for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Why not?
While we're on the subject, did you ever work with a comic, Bill, that you didn't like?
Oh, boy. A couple of times. I'm trying to think of who, if anyone stands out. Nobody really stands out. There were a couple times that, you know, maybe their viewpoint of what comedy was and mine were different, but that's all right, you know?
Sure.
But there wasn't anybody. There was the guy that sometimes you're forced into a comedy condo with somebody and that can make for a long week. And I didn't have a car. I was working in Florida and there was a guy there who wasn't very funny and wasn't very nice. And he kept saying to me, "Hey, let's have lunch. Let's have lunch." And we went and we had lunch one day, or we were looking for a place to have lunch. And I go, "How about this place?" And he goes, "Oh, because I'm a big guy, you think I'd like the all-you-can-eat buffet?" And it got weird from there. I mean, it started weird, but it got weirder. Oh, you know who else was a jerk? Was the Amazing Jonathan.
Oh, interesting.
I know he's no longer with us, and it's bad to speak poorly of the dead, but he was not a nice man.
That's interesting. I worked with him like one show, but had no interaction with him. I know people like laud him like he's this great magician, comedian, the only successful guy who was actually funny, but I've never even seen his act. I think I just got the paycheck and left, you know.
He did that thing where, all right, so I was the middle act and he was the headliner. And he would always say, "Hey, how about another hand for this guy and for this guy?" And then he would do jokes about the MC and myself. Oh. And I thought that's kind of cheap because we're already out of the show. We can't really comment on anything. And he did stuff like that all week long. And then on the last night, he goes, "Hey, if you come in early tomorrow, I'll take you out to dinner." And I went, "Why would I want to do that? I would rather have dinner with anybody but you. Why would I do that?
I'll insult you over food."
Right. That'll be different.
Hey, Bill, this was so much fun. Thank you again. Can you stick around after we go to break? I want to ask you something. Would you mind just hanging
absolutely.
On for a second? Bill Leff, ladies and gentlemen, check out Tune In With Me on the MeTV network. It's a great
Happy
show.
Happy anniversaries, Pete.
Thank you, sir.
I'm very
proud of you. Thanks for being our first guest and now our most recent. That's fantastic stuff.
Thank you.
All right, Bill Leff, folks. Stick around, Bill. We are coming back for Act 3 after this, and I'm going to give you details on our Text to Win contest and Giving Tuesday, all kinds of great stuff going on. And we're going to talk to author Brett Kissinger here in the studio. Peach Wobbin, Nightlight.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.